This is Ted Kennedy. Congress and the administration are revitalizing the idea of community service. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, long after the controversy over the administration's economic plan has faded, another administration initiative that's also nearing final action by Congress, community service, will be providing lasting benefits for the nation. The idea uses federal seed money to encourage citizens of all ages to become involved in helping others and improving their communities. Kindergarten pupils can serve as afternoon companions to brighten the lives of homebound senior citizens. Those who enroll full-time for 1 or 2 years in local service corps can earn credits for education and training. Even now, local service corps are helping clean up flood damage in communities along the Mississippi River. It's the kind of spirit America needs year-round. The Clinton plan encourages that spirit, Al. Give it a chance to work.
Ted, we can certainly give the president an A for spirit, but giving him a D for substance would be more than generous. Ted, to President Clinton, national service means paying swarms of new social workers more than $9 billion for doing things the president hasn't even thought up yet. Quite frankly, that definition of national service is a real slap to those who have performed it in the past. Ted, this plan also has a very big threat to our all-volunteer military. How, you ask? The GI Bill provides $4,800 in education benefits per year, and refusal to complete the service commitment is a crime. Compare that with this national service plan, which provides $5,000 in benefits a year, and any participant can just walk away from it without any penalty. That's right, no obligation. Ted, why go through ROTC when you can get a free education for doing absolutely nothing at all? Just another free handout, courtesy of the beleaguered U.S. taxpayer. Ted Kennedy and I would like to face off on a topic that intrigues you. Send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.